When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Every Pokemon Episode Ever podcast is now on YouTube. Go on YouTube and search Every Pokemon Episode Ever podcast and click that subscribe button to never miss an episode. Welcome back, everybody, to another fantastic episode of the Every Pokemon Episode Ever podcast, or if you follow us on social media, EPEEP for short. I am one of your hosts, Wrestling Chris G, and on the other line with me is my good old co-host. He's the one with the good cologne. It's good old Dougie Fresh. Dougie man, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm smelling even better.
So today's episode is episode 26, called Pokemon Sensation, or translated from Japanese, Erica and Kusaihana. Erica and Kusaihana. All right.
That sounds good enough.
It sounds good enough, so I'm gonna run with it, because I ain't no way I'm going to be able to say it again. So this is episode 26. On the Pokemon list, Doug. So, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. We're knocking these episodes back. We've released a couple. You know, we've had a couple of bangers in the last couple weeks.
Hell yeah!
I'm sure people are just thrilled about.
Today is we're recording this on November 27th, Black Friday in the USA. So I do have to say that, because we do have followers in other countries.
Yeah, and for the first time, I think, ever, possibly, I might have to rethink that, because we used to record on Saturdays, but this might be the first time we've been recording after just dropping a fresh episode.
Oh, that might, actually, yeah, you are right. Because I don't think we've ever recorded and dropped an episode that exact same day.
I mean, obviously, it's not the same episode. You know, we haven't lost our nice back catalog, but
no. But people that are just listening to it today, I mean, I know it's been a while for all of you Pokemon fans out there, but today is the first time. Today's the drop of the very first banned episode, Beauty and the Beach, our favorite episode. And people are hearing that enthusiasm as we are recording this right now.
Well, it was I'll tell you what, it was probably a little worse, and I think we ended up saying it at the end of the episode once we were sure it was going to be fine. That was the second time we recorded that episode.
Yes. Well, and I'm sure the recording that people heard was actually a mixture of both the first recording and the second recording,
because there was very minimal of that first one. All you were pretty much able to say with that first one was my on this date.
Yeah.
But the whole rest of it was
recording number two.
Yeah. And I'm going to say this here, and I'll say it every time it comes up. I'm never doing that again. So if we lose an episode and it doesn't end up on the feed, it's my fault.
Oh, yeah, but we got some time until we get to that. Actually, we from the time of this episode, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So we have literally 2 months and 1 week from the launch of this episode to our next banned episode, The Legend of Dratini. So we're 9 weeks away, 9 episodes away.
Yeah, so And off the top of my head, and we don't have to go into it here, obviously, but off the top of my head, I don't remember why that one's banned. So that'll be interesting.
I do, because the One of the main stars of that episode owns a gun, and
Oh, is that that's the Safari Zone?
yes,
Gotcha. Okay.
and he's pointing the gun at good old Ash and the gang throughout the entire episode.
Gotcha. Okay.
Because he wants to make sure that Dratini is safe.
Right.
So, but that's not this week's episode.
It's not this week, which is good because I haven't watched that yet.
Yes. And I know we talked off air. We're not going to drop all of our spoilers, but I kind of feel like we're on the brink of what we're going to be doing for our Patreon pretty soon.
Yeah, we're starting to get things in place because we've got a pretty substantial we've talked about the movie.
Yes. So the movie is going to be Patreon exclusive, and then
not the first one.
Well, not the first one, but the first main movie.
Oh, right.
Yes.
The first theatrical one, yeah.
Yes, the first main movie, Mewtwo Strikes Back, is going to be Patreon exclusive, along with hopefully some extra features that me and you might be rolling out probably in about 2 or 3 months from now, once we kind of hammer down and we kind of get to talking behind the scenes. But that's kind of a sneak peek that there's more to come for the Every Pokemon Episode Ever podcast.
Yeah, we've got the bare frame. We're just kind of in the process of getting a few little details taken care of, but it's looking very promising.
Yes, so Patreon is definitely going to be the place to be. I mean, yes, you're by all means, if you like episodes every single week dropping on a Saturday at 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, by all means, you can still, the episodes will still be here. And I guess I can actually announce this because this was breaking news as of yesterday for me and you. But we've actually struck a deal with our with our provider to where our episodes are actually not going to be dropping off anytime soon. So we have at least a year up until November that all of our episodes are going to remain on the free feed for the time being.
Yeah, because that was something we were kind of talking about, and we said, well, we could, take those episodes as they were getting ready to drop off of the free feed, and we could put them on Patreon, and we could kind of advertise it as, hey, if you're late to the game, now, unfortunately, you've got to cough up a couple of bucks. But now we can't do that, which is good for the majority. In the majority, it's good. But in terms of being lazy podcasters, it was kind of a bad thing because that was kind of taking away an avenue. But we kind of think that we figured out something to kind of fill that.
To fill that void. Oh, yeah. So it was a step back. But then at the same time, we believe we're going to be giving you a lot more in the coming months, and we will be made once me and you kind of hammer out everything. And I'm guessing we'll probably like be having conversations about this. So I'm guessing within the next coming weeks, we'll be able to make that announcement, and we'll make sure to give everyone full warning as to when the announcement will be. So you make sure you listen to that episode, but yeah, I'm guessing coming soon, there's going to be more of a surprise, just like you had to wait for the surprise for the movie. Now you're going to be waiting on the surprise of what else can we be giving you?
That's right. We've teased it for long enough. We are officially starting talking Digimon.
No. We're not going down that route.
That might have to be like an April Fool's episode or something. Just like a one-off.
We're gonna have to time it out perfectly. So we're gonna have to see what episode is actually gonna land on April Fool's Day.
Yeah, if we get that lucky.
Yeah, I know. So as we stated before, this week's episode is Pokemon Sensation. And this episode dropped in Japan September 23rd of 1997. And here in the States, it dropped October 12th of 1998. So again, we're still around that almost year mark between Pokemon first coming out and it coming over here to the States. And back in, and I know we don't really give it much credit, but back in the 90s, coming from Japan and having something dubbed over to come out here to the States and have these many episodes back to back to back to back to back just dubbed, it's kind of amazing.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you think about, I mean, it's easy. I'm a big fan of Dragon Ball Z. So the way they do it now is whenever they have a new episode, it's in Japanese, but then it comes over here and we're able to watch the English version maybe a couple weeks later. So it's obviously gotten a lot easier with technology, but it's still amazing that back in the late 90s, because I guess it is the late 90s, that they were able to do all of this still.
Well, I mean, yeah, and you know, we don't even think about it now, but because I mean, it's pretty much instant access. I mean, I think, you know, you shared something with me a couple weeks ago about an episode coming from the current season.
Yes, Pokemon Journeys.
And I think it's coming within, maybe not this batch, but maybe the next batch that's hitting Netflix, I think, in the next week. As we're recording, not as this is being released. As this is being released, we might be on the fourth.
Yes. So
fourth phase.
As I said, we're recording this November 27th. So 1 week from today, we're actually getting part three of the Netflix original series. And I do have to say it like that because Netflix put it on every single episode at the beginning saying this is a Netflix original. No, it's not.
Which is still bullshit because I can point to the case of Doom Patrol and Titans being quote-unquote HBO Max originals when we all good and damn well know that it was DC Universe first. But
yes.
I think that kind of got absorbed in the shift.
For real. So
original.
I know.
Full of shit.
Kind of 30 years late to the game, Netflix. But
just you fire the license doesn't mean you can stick a sticker on the box.
Well, according to, if you were watching the NBA The Last Dance in Canada, or I can't speak for any other country, but
UK, I believe, as well.
Oh, in UK. It was on Netflix and they dropped the whole thing in one big swoop at the beginning of every single episode on there. It said Netflix original.
Yeah, but you know, us Americans, we watched it on ESPN.
Yep. So, but, outside of that, we're going to go ahead and go through, our historical dates for October 12th. And then we'll get into the who's that Pokemon of this episode. So for once, I'm actually going first this episode because my date was 1968 on October 12th. And this was actually the day that Hugh Jackman, Australian actor and singer. I didn't know he was a singer. But
oh, yeah, that was him singing on The Greatest Showman.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I watched that movie. I thought that was all dubbed. I didn't think that was actually him. So, but I know him best as Wolverine in X-Men.
Yeah, let's see. Wolverine, I know that movie Real Steel because he was on WWE and he was promoting it.
Oh yeah, you remember when they used to have people promoting their movies and stuff on WWE, and we had a different actor every single week. Special
oh,
guests.
Yeah, the good old guest host era.
Yes. Just awesome.
but yeah, great. Well, I won't say great, because that kind of... a decent actor. you know, he's weird, because obviously he's in the X-Men movies, right?
Yes.
But X-Men is outside of the MCU, so he doesn't really get a piece of that Avengers pie. I mean, he's like on the offshoot. Like he's I've acted in Marvel movies. Yeah, but you're not, on the big fucking posters.
Yeah, I know. Which I think is kind of stupid because if Sony and Marvel can finally put their differences aside and give rights to have Spider-Man in the Avengers movies, fucking what is so hard about having the X-Men? Because you know how cool it would have been to see fucking Cyclops fighting in the Infinity War.
Oh yeah, well, and not, don't just, single him out, but just having, Wolverine messing stuff
Storm
up, and Storm, and Beast, and
would have been fucking awesome.
Gambit in these battle scenes just whipping playing cards and stuff.
So yeah, but that was mine. Mine's kind of a, as you called it off air, kind of a cheat because of a birthday. But we did get a little bit of a backstory with it, so I'm rolling with it. And spoiler alert, next week's is a birthday as well. See if any of you out there can find out who I'm talking about on next week's episode.
Before I do mine, I did want to just take a quick second to ask you, because we brought up X-Men, and that made me think of something I wanted to ask you, because I wasn't sure if you've seen it. Have you seen the New Mutants movie?
I have not yet. No.
Okay, never mind. I was going to ask you if it's worth my time, because I've been thinking about it, and I didn't know if it was, so I might
You
have to do a bit of digging on my own time.
Well, I'm glad you actually brought that up because I forgot all about that movie, and now that you've reminded me, that's an extra movie that's going on my watch list. Because right now I'm on an Animaniacs kick and watching the new season of Animaniacs. So.
Right, so that might be something I do here on the in the weekend here watching that, because I was reminded of it watching a YouTube video, and then I thought maybe you had seen it and could give me a quick opinion, but otherwise I could do a quick Google, because I remember the trailer. I remember the trailer was really good, and it's supposed to be like horror and supernatural, and I'm into that, so we'll see.
Me and you kind of have the same taste in movies outside of maybe a handful.
Right.
So.
So, but yes, so my historical occurrence was on October 12th, 1992, and for the first time, I think, legitimately, other than just bringing it up apropos of nothing else, mine's to do with wrestling,
Oh, okay.
because
Let's go, bro.
like I said, on this day in 1992, Bret Hart would win his first WWF championship, defeating Ric Flair at a Superstars taping in Saskatchewan, Canada.
Get out.
And this
All right.
is not only notable because it was Bret Hart's first WWF champ, we can say that now, I guess. WWF Championship victory, but this was originally not televised.
Oh, I did
This
not.
was.
So he won his title off TV.
He won it off TV. It was later released as a Coliseum home video exclusive, kind of like in a compilation, like Best of Bret Hart or whatever kind of thing, later in the year, possibly within a couple of months. And it had a couple of matches, and that was like the headliner on the tape. And yeah, it was, like I say, it was a match against Ric Flair. It's available on the network now, obviously, if you're, or YouTube or whatever, if you're wanting to seek it out. It was a really good, kind of a back and forth. Bret Hart, I believe, got this. Yes, he got the submission victory with his sharpshooter,
Okay.
and that was the first of,
How many titles?
that's what I'm looking up, and let me find it. I really thought Wikipedia was going to be quicker, and I'm disappointed. For goodness sake, that should be on the top. Why is that not on the top? Why is that not on the top? I'm serious. Why is that fifth down?
Because who the fuck cares about Bret Hart?
Well, apparently not Wikipedia. The first of five WWF championships.
Okay. Nice. So good stuff. All right. Well, that's good to know. I'm kind of perturbed right now, and I think my cell phone is actually mocking me, and I don't really appreciate it. But you want to know what my phone just sent me?
Mocking you. Something to do with Will Smith.
No.
Oh. Okay.
I'm gonna smack you.
You keep saying that.
If I keep saying it, it'll come true. So people who know me personally know how I like to like mod stuff, or if I can kind of swingle a good deal that I would. But my phone sent me something from Game Radar saying PS5 owners say they're receiving bans after selling PS4 user access. To the PS Plus collection.
I saw a YouTube headline kind of thing, and I'm like, I was looking for something in particular, and I didn't stop. I saw that.
So, what does that mean? Right before we get into this episode, because I mean, this episode is kind of straightforward. Kind of kill a little bit of time real quick. I know a lot of our listeners play video games. What is that about?
So if you're, and I can only say this because I recently activated my membership that I got with my bundle.
Okay.
But if you're on PS Live or whatever it's called, you get, pardon me, you get access to... Basically, you know how Xbox has Game Pass?
Yes.
This is Sony's Game Pass, basically.
Oh, so, and so people are selling their users so people can get access to these games for a limited time, right. I'm guessing? Oh, people are playing the field, and the fucking service is already cheap as hell. Why the fuck do you need to... I'm sorry. I get the whole modding and doing different things like that, but you're not even keeping this stuff forever. Like, you don't own the rights to this stuff. Like, I have both PS Plus and I have Game Pass, and I know damn well that the games aren't always going to be on there, so you might as well play them while they're on there, and then if you like the freaking game, go out and buy it.
But, right. It's like Blockbuster in your console.
Yeah. Wow.
If I'm not trying to date myself too much.
So, speaking of Blockbuster, I saw a TikTok. I guess somewhere outside of the States, there's still one Blockbuster out in the world. I would try to find that before the ending of this recording, but it's a nice tidbit that there is one Blockbuster out there that's still surviving in 2020, and it still has all the racks and stuff that we remember as a child.
Yeah, because I believe, and it's a 50-50 shot on whether I'm going to get this right, the last U.S. Blockbuster, I believe, was either in Alaska or it was in Oregon. And I believe that closed down maybe 2 years ago.
Let's see. I'm doing a quick search right now. I'm hoping Google is my friend. Let's see. It's in Perth, Australia, and Alaska. So, wait. Hold on.
Wait a minute. Check the date on that.
Yeah. Hold on. April.
I'm sure the Alaskan one is closed down by now.
Every kind of Blockbuster has just one store that remains open in the entire world, located in Bend, Oregon. There you go.
Okay, it was Oregon.
So yes, it was, okay. You are correct, and it It's the last surviving blockbuster in the world.
Well, damn.
Yeah. I saw a TikTok, and these guys were like, you will not believe what we just found out here in Oregon as they were visiting. And they walked inside, and they were like, this just opened up so much memories from their childhood. And it still had all the racks and, like, the videos, and you look behind the videos, like, wow. I was shocked.
That's like finding out people still get the movie delivery from Netflix.
Is that still a thing?
Apparently it was a thing like just 3 years ago.
Holy shit. I'm going to look that up real quick. But we're getting ready to go into, does Netflix still mail DVDs? If you pay separately for a DVD subscription plan, Netflix has two DVD plans that you can still add to your account.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
I don't even think I have a DVD player. I've got a Blu-ray player.
That is nuts.
That's crazy.
I'm going to have to do a little bit more digging. They can't be still selling DVDs.
No.
No. So, all right. So this episode is episode 26, Pokemon Sensation, and we're getting ready to go in. Are you ready to start this episode, bro?
I am ready.
All right. So we start this episode with with Ash and the gang. They are walking.
And they are in what appears to be a bigger city compared to some of the other towns they've been to.
Yes, and everywhere that they're going, apparently these buildings seem like they're closing in on them, Ash says. And I was like, oh, okay, so they're not used to being in the big city.
Yeah, this tripped me up because they had a very similar opening to the next episode next week.
Yes.
So I had to, like, backtrack and make sure I didn't click on the wrong episode twice. But, I'm like, what the? You said that.
Yes. So this episode starts off with as soon as they walk into the city. So far, we don't know what city they're in.
Right.
So in this episode, they walk in and Brock and Pikachu sniff the air. And then Ash and Misty sniff the air. And they're like, oh, actually, no, it's not even Ash. Ash doesn't even smell it because he's getting ready to go and look for a gym.
But yeah, he's got that tunnel vision.
Misty, Pikachu, and Brock are sniffing the air, and they're like looking around, and then Brock just dashes off, and Ash is looking at Brock like, hey, wait, hold on, where are you going? And this is where we get reminded that Brock is in puberty.
Right. Because when we find Brock, after we get a quick title screen, his face is pressed right up against a window, and he looks inside, and he sees a pretty girl.
A purdy girl.
And, he does say purdy, doesn't he?
Yeah. but it's just funny because, well, it's not even just one. He sees three pretty women inside of a store, and Ash is looking around, and he's like, Brock, we have to go. And this is when we find out that they are indefinitely in Celadon City.
Right.
Home of the Cerulean Gym, or not Cerulean, the Celadon Gym, where Ash hopes to get his next gym badge.
Right.
So at this point, Brock goes, well, I think this city is the perfect city. I think I'm just going to stand right here and just watch for a while. And then he's like, all right, well, you can just stay here. Misty, let's go on, go. Come on, Pikachu. And Ash looks around and he's like, where the fuck is Pikachu and Misty? And then he gets tapped on the shoulder by Brock.
Right. And instances like this confuse me because Pikachu is Ash's Pokemon, right?
Yes.
Right. And I understand that he's traveling with Brock and Misty. And I understand that Pikachu, for the most part, is a very friendly Pokemon.
Yes.
So, you know, he'll let Misty carry him around. You know, he'll put up with Brock. And I understand he went into the store with Misty because they both got drawn in by the good smell. But if your trainer, hard-headed as he may be, says, "All right, Pikachu, let's go. We're going."
Yes.
But Pikachu routinely, and this is another instance of it, just sits there. Just, "No, I'm just pretty flowers."
So this is what kind of bugged me a little. Well, not really bugged me, but this is when we get Ash is a dick 101. So I th
Yeah.
th this should be a segment. Like I feel like in the future I'm gonna put like a little like chime for Ash is a dick moment in our podcast. Just going forward.
Just like make up a number, like Ash is a dick number 8,602.
So it's at this point, so we Ash gets tapped on the shoulder, sees Misty and Pikachu inside of the building, of course, and Pikachu and Misty are inside, and they're smelling the perfume. The perfume smells amazing, and Misty is being a regular girl who likes perfume, and she's completely engulfed by the saleswomen that are inside. And then here comes Ash just barging in like a complete asshole, asking Misty, why the hell is she in a perfume store? It's a waste of time. It's a waste of money. And like, who the fuck are you to go in into this place? I mean, and we're gonna get into why he gets into the predicament that he's in, but who the hell are you to go into someone else's business telling them that their business sucks?
Yeah, that was kind of shitty. I mean, I understand not wanting to waste your time. I understand having a single track mind, and I understand, you know, there's a gym in this town. I want to find this gym. I want to get this badge, and I want to get moving because I'm probably still chasing Gary and the other folks from Pallet Town.
In front of the owner, he said, "Perfume stinks."
Well, which is funny for a couple different reasons, because it might stink, but it usually is a good stink. But yeah, I mean, he was just a typical 10-year-old boy, you know, essentially minus being dragged into J.C. Penney's by his mom, you know.
I guess. I mean, so I think something. I think Ash being an only child and basically being raised by his mother, hey, I'm sure Ash has been dragged into a few different stores that he probably didn't want to be in. One of which being perfume, another one of which probably an underwear lingerie store, and he probably just was like, "I'm out on my own adventure. Why the hell am I going to be caught inside of one of these stores on my adventure? This is my adventure."
Yeah, when there's probably a Pokemon gym, you know, right down the block.
Yeah, and I'm just gonna throw this out there, Doug. Misty doesn't need to be with Ash when he goes to get his badge.
Right.
All he needs to do is go in and say, "Pikachu, we have a gym battle. Let's go." And Pikachu can come back to the damn store at a later time. But he doesn't have to be a damn dick.
Right. But see, Ash will never admit it, but he likes the moral support.
Yeah, he
As much as he might bicker with Misty and he might not completely understand Brock's motivations, he likes the moral support. So in his mind, it's all for Ash, but in the back of his mind, there's kind of a one for all for one kind of mentality. That he won't let dominate things because that'll bring up all different types of feelings that he's not ready to confront.
Yes. So it's at this point. Ash says the wrong thing, and as we were stating, calls the perfume stinky and says it smells and it's nasty. And we get a nice little girl or nice little woman's voice in the background that goes, I resent that statement. And we get like a little nice little animation of gloom with vines in each corner, panning up to a pretty girl's face who we end up finding out is Erica, right?
Right.
Yeah,
yes.
That is her name. Okay. For some reason, I was thinking of a few weeks ago when we were doing the last gym. I was about to call her Sabrina, but no, that's not Sabrina. It's Erica.
Right. Right now.
So do you want to go over this next part, Doug, after Ash gets called out for calling the perfume stinky?
Oh, you mean when he literally gets thrown out?
Yes.
Like, literally gets thrown out on his face. He doesn't get thrown out. He does get kicked out, doesn't he?
Yes. So, the lady, or Erica, says, she's like, you really think that this stuff is stinky? And Ash doesn't back down. He says, who would pay for this stuff?
Which is a fair thought if you were aggravated.
Yes. An aggravated 10-year-old.
And if you didn't realize you were severely outnumbered in that scenario.
Yeah. Him and Pikachu are the only boys, along with Erica, her three, the three other women, themselves women, and Misty. So he's completely outnumbered.
Yeah.
So this just starts going downhill right away. And then freaking horny ass Brock comes into the picture.
Yeah. And he was kind of playing the role of, you know, this traditional, you know, kind of like, I'm a feminist, I'm on your side kind of thing, which, you know, probably hit a little harder today than it would have, you know, back in, you know, whatever, what was it, 98, 99. It's like, well, Brock's just trying to get laid, and, you know, respect to that.
Ash called Brock a zombie. He said, perfume turns men into zombies. Look at this, and just pulls Brock into the picture. it's funny to see young Ash and what he might end up enduring, like, as an adult. Like, I don't think me and you at any point by the time we're off of this earth are ever going to see Ash as an adult. I think he's still going to be 10 years old later on when Pokemon's over and, like, the phenomenon is over and the show's over and we're still reviewing this stuff. I don't think we're ever getting an adult Ash.
No, I mean, I think he's stuck in, cartoon land when you don't age, unless it's, you know, relevant to the plot.
Yeah. I might be wrong, but I think Ash actually does end up aging a little bit, or at least becomes a teenager in the more later series.
Right, but it's not drastic, you know. I mean, you can give him a few years here and there, but, you know, he can't be going out after a big gym battle and getting smashed.
Yes. So.
He literally gets kicked out, and then, you know, he storms away in a huff, and then we do like an immediate smash cut to this gym.
Yeah, he says, "I'm going to the Celadon City Gym. I don't need your perfume." It just storms away. Boom. Now we're at the gym.
And we're at the gym, and we're basically right in the door. And Ash is still
arguing,
severely outnumbered by women.
Because the first line that he says when he gets in, well, that we see when he's inside of the gym is, what do you mean I can't battle? And Erica basically says, I don't battle people who don't respect perfume, which I think is, okay.
That's bullshit.
And I thought that was complete bullshit. Because no matter what, you cannot, I mean, as a gym, I think she was taking her power way too serious.
Yes.
When this was happening, because no matter, that's Ash's opinion. I mean, he might not be right, but it's Ash's opinion, And just because he doesn't view everything the way that you do, you as a gym leader, if you are being challenged and someone came to your town to get a badge so they can go and fight in the Pokemon League, you're going to tell him, no, you're not going to battle him. And no, to us, we end up finding out later on that there's more than 8 gyms and there's more than 8 cities. But you're telling him if there was only these 8 cities and you have to beat all 8 of these gym leaders, that you're going to stop a trainer from being able to go to the Pokemon League because he doesn't fucking like perfume?
Yeah, I mean, she's governed by the official, guidelines of the Pokemon League. You know, I would imagine, and obviously it doesn't get to that point, but I would imagine if there was an issue, Ash could just make a couple of phone calls and say, look, I was unfairly denied entry into this gym, and therefore, I only have 7 badges, and I can't progress in my journey because some broad...
I don't think we could say that, Doug.
Well, I said it. I could have said a lot worse.
Yeah, true. You could have called her a different word, but...
Yeah, a couple different words.
Yes.
because some leader, I don't even need to bring her... Because it doesn't matter. If Surge would have said, no, your Pikachu's too puny, I'm not going to battle you. This is ridiculous. It's not...
She assaulted Ash. Not only did she kick him out of the store by kicking him on his ass, but she takes a damn X stamp, a big red stamp, and fucking...
just goes,
bam! Fucking assault simp. Like, what the fuck? And obviously, Ash being only a 10-year-old boy doesn't fucking know what to do. And when he gets locked out, Erica gives him the old eye pull with the tongue sticking out, and Ash is about to fucking cry.
And as that's going on, we see Team Rocket sneaking in the background with a ladder.
Yes. And they're breaking into the gym so they can get the secret formula to her perfume so they can use it to make all the money in the world.
And Meowth is hungry.
Yes. So when they finally break inside, they run across a sleeping Gloom.
Which and you didn't do it, so I'm gonna do it, which has to be the Who's That Pokemon.
Yes, I completely forgot to do the Who's That Pokemon. Yes. Gloom is your Who's That Pokemon of this episode.
Right.
All right. So Gloom is just sitting there sleeping, and I fucking fully blame, like, Team Rocket actually could have had a decent plan in here, and Gloom was just sitting there, just standing there just asleep. Like, they didn't even have to aggravate this Gloom.
No, absolutely not, but they're villains in a kid's cartoon. It can never go... It can never go that smoothly. You know that.
Yeah. But they push their luck and they start talking to the damn Gloom and shaking their hand in front of Gloom's face to see if Gloom is sleeping. And freaking Meowth has a fucking big ass mouth. Like, if I'm Gloom, I'm like, who the hell is disturbing my damn sleep?
Yeah, who comes into my fucking greenhouse?
So Gloom wakes up and then just... when Gloom wakes up, James is like, oh no, Gloom stinks, so I'm gonna go and send my coughing out and fucking put my toxins all over Gloom so it suffocates Gloom.
And Gloom just says, nah, I'm just gonna breathe these in things.
That was hilarious. Gloom is like, it just sucked in all of Coffin's fumes and then does its own stun spore and fucking like kills damn coughing. How the fuck does coughing get polluted, but coughing's fumes doesn't pollute Gloom? Like, that doesn't make any sense.
Well, Gloom is a plant, so it would take in the It would take in the atmosphere.
Gotcha.
I mean, if I'm trying to find the logic thread.
Ew. Oh, yeah. Bless you.
I'm allergic. coughing drops like a stone out of the sky, and Team Rocket
gets paralyzed.
They start to panic, and then we get a nice little wink at the camera from Meowth, because he's holding his nose, you know, oh, this is the worst smell in the world, this is horrible.
And Jesse's like, you don't even have a nose.
And then Meowth goes, oh yeah, the cartoonist never drew one for me.
So we get like you said, a nice little wink at the fourth wall. They broke the fourth wall, and they freaking know that they're cartoons. And they do this in the next episode, too. But we'll get to that next week. But we're now at the term of Pokemon where they know they're fucking cartoons.
And to me, you know, that happened too quick. It's like you're 26 episodes in. You can't be poking holes into the fact that you're a show, but, you know. So then they get attacked
by the three sisters.
Are they sisters?
No. Well, the three saleswomen.
Just yeah, and they get tied up in a tree, and
they get assaulted with the big axe.
Right. Yeah. Well. Yeah. They get assaulted with the big axe, and then they get tied, and then they wake up, and they're tied up in a tree, and they start to bicker with each other.
And then they see Ash.
And then Ash comes up, and
this is what I loved about the episode. Like, Ash is so defeated that this next scene, he has to actually go to his damn enemies just to be able to go and battle for this gym badge.
Well, what's the what's that saying? The enemy of my enemy is my friend. So it's like, you know, since we all hate the freaking gym right now, you know, let's all pull together and try to get one over on these broads.
Yes.
So we get we then start to dive into some troubling aspects of this episode. Because
why is it troubling, Doug?
Well, it's just a weird episode from here on out. I love how you like skated over it before we got into it. You're like, well, this episode's pretty straightforward, and I'm sitting there going, is it?
A little bit. So Ash and Team Rocket agree that that they'll work together to get inside of the gym. So Ash basically
out of disdain for the gym.
Yes, teams up, and he says that he will help Team Rocket get into the gym if Team Rocket helps him get into the gym. And Jesse's like, I have the perfect get up for you to get into this gym. So what do? They have Ash cross dress as a woman.
put him right in a yellow dress and a yellow wig.
He's a pretty little woman.
and he pitches up his voice
like this,
and well, not quite like that. It's like fucking Mickey Mouse on helium. and they call him Ashley, and you know, and then we see the three of them show up at the gym. James is dressed like a middle-aged father, and Jesse has a real school teacher vibe going on.
Yeah, she's like in a kimono.
Yeah, she's got like the stereotypical librarian glasses, and her hair's in a bun. And Meowth, for whatever reason, has to make up James's dad gut.
Just the perfect getup, because they had nothing for Meowth. They're like Meowth, you cannot, because if Meowth is out there, everyone's gonna be like, you're Team Rocket.
It's the only talking Meowth I've ever seen.
So they go into the store or back into the gym, and I still think this is bullshit, because they walk into the gym and they're like, You want to battle for the gym badge? Well, do you like perfume?
Like, well, yeah, no, it's still bullshit. I mean, you can't, you know, you can literally put ash in a dress, but that doesn't change the fact that the man doesn't like perfume. But, you know, I mean, that sets a bad example to the kids watching.
Yes.
Sometimes to get things, you have to sacrifice your principles. And then, of course, that turns around. Well, what's a principal? Well, that's the head guy at your school. Never mind. Shut up. I shouldn't say that. I should say the head person at your school.
I was about to make a really, really bad joke about principals, but I'm going to keep to myself. I can't do it. No. A lot of our listeners will run away if I make that joke, so I'm going to keep that to myself.
Oh, good. Good, good, good.
I'll tell you off air. So, Ash, what did Ash say that his name was?
Oh, gosh. I don't have the sound up. Because he says Ash originally, and then he has to kind of, Ashley.
Yes. So,
Jesse calls him Ashley.
Yes, Ashley. So he's cross-dressing as a little girl named Ashley, and Ash gets this grin across his face after he's registered. He's like, "After I get this gym badge, I'm gonna show them." And that's not the mentality to have, Ash, because that's when karma comes and bites you in the ass. So it's at this point Team Rocket, who was playing Ash's parents, kind of leave him. They say, "Okay, well, have fun, Ashley." And Team Rocket's going to do what Team Rocket does, and which is cause trouble. And Ash,
mainly for themselves, because we find out that as they're running away or towards something, we find out that Meowth has a goddamn bomb inside, yes, James's jacket, you know.
Just I mean, why couldn't the bomb be the daddy gut? Because that bomb was fucking huge.
Because with James's luck, he'd trip.
Boom. Which, I did the boom too early, but it's at this point where we get the Who's That Pokemon, which I stated was Gloom for this episode.
Right.
And when we come back, this gym is all sorts of different things. It's a shop. It's a Pokemon Workout Center, which is what we find out coming back, because the trainers are actually exercising with the Pokemon inside of the gym.
Which is kind of cute.
And not only are they doing that, but you have another lady in there, and she's bathing the Gloom. So she's bathing, and then she's feeding the Gloom, and then we go into story mode at this point.
Yes, we go into story time, and Ash walks in, and it looks like a meeting of some Girl Scout troop, and everybody has to stop because somebody new comes in.
This seems
and
so
Ash
funny.
Ash immediately recognizes the girl that kicked him out of the store, and...
And then he sees Misty and Brock and Pikachu. I don't like that another random girl is just holding Pikachu.
I was just about to say, I have it paused, and like Pikachu will just. I mean, he's mega friendly when he wants to be.
Pikachu is just being held by one of the other women of the gym. Brock's over there crying because they just listened to a story about an Omnistar, and Misty's just smitten. She's just sitting there. I'm surprised that she is okay with a lot of these Pokemon, because she's not a real big grass Pokemon type of trainer.
No. See, Misty is selective. Grass is fine. Weeping Bells and Bellsprouts are fine. But you get a goddamn Caterpie or a Weedle, boy, she'd be up a tree.
For real. So, it's at this time that Ashley walks into the room, and once he sees Misty, Brock, and Pikachu, he's like, "Fuck!"
He's like, "I'm caught."
So he's trying his damnedest to stay away from Misty, Brock, and Pikachu. And Pikachu just has no fucking chill at all. Just walks over to him.
But wait a minute now. Before that, and I should really mark this because I don't get to do this a lot. I got to back you up a step.
Oh, okay.
Because we kind of get Erica's backstory.
Yes.
As far as what has made her and Gloom so close.
Oh, yeah, because Misty asked why. I thought that being around a Gloom is very toxic. So how can I be in the same room as a Gloom without becoming paralyzed?
Right, and we kind of get the story that Gloom is only dangerous to perceived predators, and we get the story of Erica being cornered by Grimer.
Yes.
And Gloom coming to her rescue, or I should say that specific Gloom coming to her rescue. And, you know, and they've been together ever since. And coming out of that memory, Brock has the tissue again.
I would have enjoyed that story even more if it wasn't a Gloom that came to her rescue, but it was an Oddish, because she was a child in that story, which means that Gloom has been Gloom and has not evolved into a Vileplume in like almost 20 years.
Well, I mean, then we start talking about how come. Well, I mean, we know we've had that episode. I was going to say how come Pikachu hasn't evolved, but we just had that episode a while back.
Yes.
But yeah, it's at that point that Ash starts really kind of panicking, because Pikachu comes over and, you know, recognizes Ash. Like, you know, he's not stupid.
And Pikachu can smell Ash.
Right. And Ash is kind of like, you know, buzz off. You know, I'm trying to do something here. And then Pikachu gets pissed and shocks him. You know, because why wouldn't you?
Fries his little Goldilocks off of his head.
And then fucking Misty has to sit there and be shocked. And I'm sitting there going, God damn it. You know?
Could you not see his face? Like, you travel with him all the time. All he has is a wig on.
Or what about the goddamn green backpack on his shoulder? You know?
Oh, that's fucking true. I forgot he has the backpack still.
Well, and once again, I only noticed that because I have it freeze frame. And then Ash is like, well, I'm here. I might as well challenge you to a battle again.
And then at this point, Erica, since she's in front of everybody now, goes, it's my duty as a gym leader. Where the fuck were you?
Where the fuck was that 5 minutes ago? This episode could be 15 minutes long.
It's my duty as a gym leader to take on all challengers to this gym.
That's horseshit.
Yes.
I'm running that up to the damn Pokemon Council. This is horseshit. I'm used to getting given badges, not having to actually fight for it.
And we're going to get a line in just a bit in this episode. Oh, actually, no, that's in the next episode. Never mind.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah.
So, well, Doug, they have to fill 30 minutes.
Well, that's in the next. You just killed the biggest joke of the next episode.
Yeah, but it's still funny.
But it bears relevance.
Yes.
So, right before we start the battle, we get a really quick scene of Team Rocket finding what they believe to be the secret formula to the Perfume Empire.
Yes. And we're going to get into what's actually in that bottle, but why the fuck would you put that into a bottle like that?
For to trick intruders.
Oh, I guess. Yeah, well, it worked.
It worked. So then we get the battle, and Erica comes out with Tangela, and, you know, Ash has to pull out Dexter because he's never seen a Tangela before.
And then Ash goes, you know what? I'm going to fight your grass Pokemon with my grass Pokemon, which is idiot. I mean, you have a Charmander, but
right.
But yeah, let's make things harder on yourself, Ash, and send out Bulbasaur to the battle.
And he throws him out, and Bulbasaur uses, pardon me, Vine Whip.
Yes.
And Tangela uses Stun Spore?
Let's find out real. Yes, stun spore.
And Bulbasaur is kind of stuck. And Ash basically concedes the point and calls Bulbasaur back.
Well, not only that, but Tangela tangled up Bulbasaur in his own vine whip.
Right.
So Bulbasaur was tangled in the Tangela along with getting hit with stun spore, and that I'm not gonna lie, I was kind of impressed that they put two and two together to have that happen to Bulbasaur. Because what happens to a Bulbasaur whose vines get tangled up? Like, do you then have to go over to that Bulbasaur? Does the Bulbasaur stay inside of the Pokeball with tangled up vines until you get them to a Pokemon Center? Or how does that work?
Well,
because I would be very irritated to be inside of a Pokeball with tangled vines.
Well, but, and we also get the look inside a Pokeball at the very end of the next episode. So, and it's not that vast of a space.
No, not at all.
So Bulbasaur is called back, and then I should pause this because this episode was basically over for me.
So then he
does kind of wise up, and he calls out
Charmander,
and
then she calls back her Tangela and sends out a Weeping Bell.
Yeah, and why did she concede her point with Tangela? Why wouldn't you just ride the hot hand?
Well, I'm gonna put two and two together, and I think that if fire accidentally hits one vine of a Tangela, that the whole thing is just gonna go up. And I don't think that's good for either Pokemon.
No, that's not good for anybody.
We don't want to be talking death again on Pokemon this soon.
Erica calls out a Weeping Bell, which is the second evolutionary form of a Bellsprout.
Yes.
And Weeping Bell uses Razor Leaf.
And gets all of the fucking leaves burned to a crisp by Charmander.
Yes, because Ash picks something up. So it's literally raining fire leaves. So Erica then has to turn around and call Weeping Bell back. For fear of, you know, burning.
Well, no, the burning leaves did burn. It knocked out Weeping Bell.
No, that didn't do it. The headbutt.
Oh, the headbutt did. Yes.
The headbutt did. So then Erica has to go to her ace in the hole, which was Gloom, who then releases
Stun Spore.
It Stun Spore again. And Charmander is completely
paralyzed,
gassed out.
And Erica just laughs at him, like, "What a bitch!" I'm sorry.
Well, no, I'm kind of with Erica in this instance. It's like, oh, so you think you're literally hot shit because you're sitting there with a Charmander? I'm gonna show you a thing or two or 12, and you know, and. You know, poor Charmander hasn't had the best run of things. I mean, you know, we've kind of established that. So then Ash is kind of thinking, like, who should I call out? And he has this thought where, well, I do have Primate. And he remembers getting punched in the eye, and he doesn't want to go through that again. So he's
which I think is complete bullshit. He caught Primate. And not only has he caught Primate, but he is refusing to let Primate out of its Pokeball. Because we had this like an episode ago where he thought about using Primate, but he remembers he got punched. So he doesn't want Primate to be out there anymore. How the hell are you going to train him? Like, how the hell is Primate eating?
Right.
Like, if you're scared to let him out of its Pokeball.
Right.
So I'm sorry. Like, that's just a dick thing.
No, I mean, it's a valid thought. So he's kind of thinking, and he's like, well, what do I do? And then
Pikachu steps up.
Pikachu decides it wants to fight this week. And, you know.
For once in a gym battle.
Ash is like, well, hot damn, Pikachu actually wants to fight. And you know, so we're about to have this big showdown between Gloom and Pikachu, and then Team Rocket pokes back in again.
Yeah, and this is where the episode takes a turn for the worst.
Yes, because a bigger bomb makes an appearance.
And Meowth freaking launches it.
It launches it, and Team Rocket immediately gets their comeuppance, obviously, because they're dumb, and they blast away with what they still assume to be the secret formula.
So they're okay with blasting off, because they're like, oh, well, we got the secret formula, so bye.
But in the meantime, the grass-type gym has literally gone up in flames, and the trainers are scrambling around trying to call all these Pokemon into Pokeballs, and Pikachu is over there with a goddamn watering can with a taking care of one little flower.
That was so cute.
I was like, that's cute, but there's shit going on.
And he can barely hold the water can. Like, he's pulling it.
So, you know, and then we go to the outside of the gym, and Ash is kind of, he's kind of frozen in this weird mix of anger and fear. And Misty's kind of snaps him out of it. He's like, you idiot, you have a water Pokemon.
Help out.
Help, you know. So he calls out Squirtle. Misty calls out Staryu and Starmie. And they're using water guns. And
they finally put the gym down.
And Brock has Geodude.
Oh, wait, no, they don't. Not yet.
No, because Brock has Geodude spreading dirt. And then we cut to Erica, who's running around in a panic.
Because she lost her Gloom.
Right. And then, you know, goddamn Ash feels like he has to redeem himself. So he goes, you know, fucking freaking McLean and goddamn Diehard, just goes freaking running into this burning building, you know, searching for Gloom. Finds it, and so I'll help you. And then, you know, Gloom is, you know, fairly petrified, so it lets out the gas again.
And Ash thinks that he's about to be paralyzed again, but Gloom sits there, and what we learned, what we didn't say in the beginning was, if Gloom likes you and it sets out its stun spore will not hurt you.
No, it's a sweet scent.
Yes.
And, you know, we kind of have a heartwarming moment, you know, where Ash realizes that he's got the trust of this Pokemon, despite the fact that he's basically spent the entirety of the episode dragging perfumes and flowers and smelly stuff. And he's got Gloom in his arms, and he comes running out, and he's greeted like a hero. And, which, you know, fair play, because he did save the trainer's favorite Pokemon.
Yes.
And because, once again, because, and I hate to say it like this, but it's what happened. Because Ash was in the right place at the right time and did the right thing.
He gets the jump. Yes, but I want to point this out. So how is Ash's mother not fucking flipping shit? Because it seems like everywhere that Ash goes, something's blowing up or there's big trouble. And I'm sure there's a lot of news behind a lot of stuff that's going on here.
Like, oh, we'll get to her in the next episode. Don't worry about that.
Well, Misty's gym gets destroyed. We had a fucking Pokemon Center get destroyed. And now this gym is freaking destroyed. And it's all within Ash's timeline. Like, it's just following him.
Yes, but this is before Google alerts. So maybe she's just blissfully ignorant.
I wonder if Ash was there. I wonder if he's okay. Oh, what you don't know. So he
gets the badge, and then
the rainbow badge.
Right. And then they're like, well, what about the stuff that Team Rocket stole?
Oh, that's not the secret formula. That's a special ingredient that we use inside of our perfume.
And they're in some, like, industrial tube or something.
Yeah, and they, at a construction site.
Right, and they open this bottle, and it just whops them, and it just, and the fucking You see the pipe they're in just fall off, and they're jumping around in it and shit.
And they're paralyzed now, so now they have to just wait for the effects to wear off. And then we go back to Ash, and he's parading through the town with his new rainbow badge, and we get a happy ending to yet another Pokemon episode.
So Ash now has five badges.
Yes. Three more to go.
Well, as far as we know.
Yes. Well, he says he needs eight badges to get into the Pokemon League.
Well, I guess that's true, yeah.
So, yeah. Another week, another episode, Doug. This was a good episode. I like gym battle episodes.
Yeah, no, I mean, gym battle episodes are good. We did actually get a little bit of a gym battle before Team Rocket had to stick their nose in things. We get another instance of Ash being a hero, which is fine. Ash kind of learned a lesson, kind of got straightened out a little bit. I still think in the grand scheme he's right, fucking perfume is a racket.
So,
You can spend hundreds of dollars on that shit. It's fucking, whatever.
tell him how you really feel, Doug.
Well, no, I can't do that.
Well, I can't speak on it because I like cologne, so.
I do too, but like I don't sit there and ask for it for Christmas or seek it out at a store. I mean, I'll get it as gifts, every now and then, but I won't. I'm not like if somebody says, "Hey, here's a bottle of cologne," I'm not gonna sit there and, smash it in front of them. I'm not. I'm. You're not gonna
You'll
see
do it
me
behind
with.
their back.
Well, no, because that's a fucking mess.
Well, you don't do it on your property.
Well, you don't do it at all because at the end of the day, it's a glass bottle. If it's worth it, salt it is. But yeah, it's not at the top of my Christmas list. How about that?
Gotcha. So, yeah, I think I'm done for this week. Did you have anything else to add for this week,
No,
Doug?
I mean, this was a good episode. Like you said, gym battles are always fun. There's some good comedy. We got a little wink at the audience. Brock was horny. Good episode all the way around.
So, all right, and then next week is it's a nice little one-off episode called Hypnose Nap Time.
Yes, and that's another interesting episode.
Yes, so I kind of feel like next week's up, and I hope it's not too big of a spoiler, but I think next week's episode, so I'm gonna go out on a limb and say next week's episode is gonna be a shorter episode. It's pretty
I would say
straightforward.
so. I mean, because you said straightforward for this one, and it kind of went off on a few different tangents. Next week's episode is pretty one track.
Yes.
So yeah, I would. I mean, don't get the idea that it's gonna like lack in quality, but I don't think there's gonna be as many chances for tangents.
No. Well, I mean, no, yeah, I mean, we'll get into it next week, but yeah, I think you're right.
So, but yeah, so, and what is next week's episode?
Hypnose Nap Time.
And what is that translated to?
Sleeper, the Pokemon Hypnotism.
I like the first one.
It's
That translation is clunky.
very clunky. So yeah, that's next week's episode. So it's gonna be a I think it's a fun episode, and I think we're gonna poke fun at it quite a bit next week just because of
Poke fun,
yeah.
poke fun.
So, yeah, I don't have anything else to add. Do you have anything else to add, Doug?
No, I really don't.
So, all right. Well, in that case, say goodbye, Doug.
Bye, Doug.
And this is Wrestling Chris G telling all of you, do not want to miss next week's episode, and it definitely won't put you to sleep. Have a good night.